Hi, and welcome to this episode of the Two Weird Hungry Girls podcast. I'm Phoebe.
And I'm Tracy.
We have a special guest with us today.
I know.
We're going to jump right in.
Okay.
We're here with...
None of that chit-chat. Okay, no. Because I said I wasn't going to chit-chat.
No. We can chit-chat, like, during... Yeah, no, but we have a special guest.
I know. I want you to... Yes, go.
Introduce the guest.
Please do.
Are we ready?
Oh, my God.
Is it time now? Just kidding.
I guess. Go for it.
No, we have someone that's from a local business, and she is passionate about pets, specifically dogs, right?
Yeah.
Barb Emmett of Godfrey's.
Yes.
And it's Godfrey's, and it's called Dogdom.
Welcome to Dogdom.
Yeah, that's where it says Dogdom.
Dogdom. Dogdom.
Dogs in their kingdom.
Oh.
Dogdom. Yeah.
And where are you located?
Because we're on 625 mm-hmm. New Holland Road, past Noldy Forest, before you turn to 568 to go mm-hmm. towards 222.
Mm-hmm. And you're in like a big not a farmhouse, but a barn. Yeah,
it's a big camp. I call it a little canine campus.
Yeah,
because we're in a restored stone bank barn, which is really cool. 1867 stone bank barn, mm-hmm. and we have two dog parks and a training center and a lot of retail. That's well picked out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So it's real pretty.
Have you been?
No, I haven't.
It's a really beautiful location.
I bet it is.
When I think of, like, whenever I pass, like, the sign, because it's on the way home for me, and it's a beautiful drive down 625, especially mm-hmm. this time of
that
year
is, when yeah.
the leaves. But with the Dogdom, like, there, and then you just see the building and the grounds are really, it's really beautiful.
Well, this with the stone, mm-hmm. the yep. historic stone.
It's real pretty.
Yes.
Historic stone.
And all the yep. land, it's got to be gorgeous.
4 acres.
Dog heaven.
Doggy heaven.
Yeah. Doggy kingdom.
So I think you're like the regional, I'd like to say you're the regional dog expert.
Well, thank you, Phoebe.
And you sell like cat things too.
Oh, right? Well, yeah, supplies yes. and foods and treats. Seven rooms. And things for the dog lover. Jewelry, pottery, hand regional pottery, mm-hmm. all kinds of things.
Seven rooms of retail products
all
for dogs
themed.
And
yes.
Yes. cats.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's a fun place to visit.
I'll have to get out there.
Yeah.
Come.
Yeah. So I thought you might be the best person to connect with. I don't have a dog. I have a cat. So the cat, of course, doesn't... Like, what's that movie with the weird kid that sticks his tongue on the pole?
Oh, the Christmas story.
Yes. Yeah, the Christmas story. So isn't there a scene where, like, the dog eats the turkey?
Yes.
And then they have to go out for Chinese food?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So I can't really relate to that aside from the movie, but...
Absolutely.
Aren't dogs always eating off the table during the holidays and non-holiday season?
Oh, there are some that are true counter surfers. Absolutely.
Counter surfers.
Size. We call them counter surfers.
Uh-huh.
And sure, they like to do that. Many breeds like to do that. Mm-hmm. All kinds of dogs like to do that. If it smells good, they're going to want to go for it.
But they maybe shouldn't be.
They shouldn't right? be. There's things that they need to avoid. My goodness, okay. yes. We have to be very careful. Macadamia nuts, grapes.
Grapes?
Onions. Yes, grapes can be toxic to the liver.
And onions?
Onions.
So
onions.
Shouldn't give them like brothy things, like homemade broth. Probably,
they love bone broth. Like if you would cook like a bone broth, a chicken broth, a beef broth, that's mm-hmm. really good with all of those good things for chondroitin from the bone coming through mm-hmm. and things like that. Mm-hmm. They can have the broth.
Mm-hmm.
They just can't have the pure vegetable.
Wow.
But we have to avoid those things.
Uh-huh. What are, so the grapes, macadamia, onions, like a lot of times people have like sweet potato casserole, like ham with brown sugar.
Yeah.
Right? I'm trying to think, lasagna sometimes at the holidays and seafood.
No. Yeah. Seafood. Oh yeah. No. So, we really want to stick, like I always talk about a really good Thanksgiving dinner for dogs. And that would be like you can feed them like their own little platter. Like it would be the white turkey, not the brown, not the dark turkey and
really?
Not the skin.
Why?
Skin can be one of the most, it's so high in fat, so it can throw them into pancreatitis. So this time of year at Thanksgiving, vets will see a lot of pancreatitis going on with turkey dinner. So they can have a little bit of their fresh turkey. Of course, that's good for them. Green beans that have not been adulterated, of course, just plain green beans, mm-hmm. not with that mushroom soup and all the little fun things like to put on.
Yeah.
Sweet potatoes, just pure sweet potato without the butter. Mm-hmm. But they can have their own little platter if people do it wisely.
That's a cute idea.
It is a cute idea.
Cranberries? Cranberries, dried cranberries.
That's
just
okay.
Dried cranberries.
Oh,
dried
like
cranberries.
Not with sugar on them. Do you
nothing
mean,
that, else.
Okay.
Not fresh cranberries.
Actually, I think that they could have the fresh cranberry, and it's good for their kidneys. Actually, it's a good flush. It's a good healthy kidney product. But just limit everything, people. Just do a little bit for them to have a little bit of a treat.
What about chocolate?
Oh,
I always
heard
chocolate is very bad for
them. Well, dark chocolate especially is what's very bad for them. Even though we know it's good for us in many cases, for them, they're not to have a dark chocolate. So, that can be toxic to them. And there is a formula depending on the weight of the dog and how much dark chocolate they've had. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will really stress out over a milk chocolate if their dog has had some. And while you're concerned, it's not as severe as if they were having dark chocolate.
Interesting.
You know, bromine in the dark chocolate, I think it is.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
So what kind of dessert would you make for?
Oh.
Yeah. If you're going to make a platter.
Have sliced apples.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-huh.
They love apples. My dogs will sit, and I'll have a piece of the apple, and each one sits there nicely, and each has a little piece of fresh. Not the core, but just fresh apples.
Okay.
Let's see. They could have pumpkin.
Oh.
Just pumpkin.
Oh, no, so not pumpkin pie.
Like, yeah, no, not pumpkin pie. Yeah. But say that you're preparing your squash dish or your pumpkin dish or your pie. You're using just plain pumpkin. Save a little bit of them for them because they can have it. It's good for their digestion.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good for the stomach. It's great fiber. So pumpkin's fine. Squash, if you're cutting it into cubes before you put it into a pot to make something out of the squash.
So if you were going to go to someone's house and you knew they had a dog, like, because I don't have a cat and I'm not making a dish, like, is it okay to call the hostess beforehand and say, I would like to make a little platter for little Phoebe?
Dog people would love that.
Yeah.
Dog people would really appreciate a knowledgeable, thoughtful thing like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. But very small, you know, just a nice little buffet. Little
okay. Like when you say small, you mean like in a small, like a
tablespoon of the fresh chicken, like the turkey.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like a little mound or two tablespoon of the pumpkin, some fresh green beans, a little bit of cranberry. Actually, I serve
that would be fun.
We have it at Guffrey's. We have a little Thanksgiving buffet.
No, you do not.
Yes, we do. We do it every year.
Stop it.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we do.
That's awesome.
Yes, we do.
So when you have all of the dogs there, this brings me to another question. Do you have, like, any, like, quick tips on how to help your dog how to prevent him or her from jumping up on the counter or being counter surfers?
Yeah, that's a good question.
First of all, you don't put your food right close to the edge of the counter because, number one, that is common sense.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's just...
And there are ways to train using the positive reinforcement training, like with a clicker, to have them treated with something else. And one of the best ways is to also have them have a place in the kitchen where you can say, go to place, where they'll go to that place while you're preparing food.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to be aware. And basically, you just don't leave anything there.
Okay.
It's a combination of what you're willing to tolerate and what you want to work with your dog and how hard you want to work at that.
Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful. Those are great tips.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Good.
I like the information about what they can't have.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
No gravy, of course. Don't put the gravy on anything.
Okay.
That's too high in fat again.
So keep it very simple.
Very simple.
Lean.
Yes.
And I don't want to say unadulterated, but not mixed with other ingredients.
That's exactly right. Single source ingredients.
Single source.
That would be the best way to think about it.
Okay, single source ingredients.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And then think of them for the holidays. I think that's the best idea. That's cute. And
so you're going to feed them. Oh, you're going to bring them a little.
Like a little.
Are you going somewhere where there will be a little dog?
Well, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
No, but you don't know anybody with a dog?
No. My neighbor has like four dogs. So I guess I could make like mini platters for the holidays.
They will love you.
They would love it.
That's a good idea. Okay, so speaking of gift giving, we're going to talk in another episode about, and be sure to tune in, we're going to talk in another episode about like holiday gift giving for pets.
Oh, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so that should be fun.
Yeah, I want to hear that one too.
Yeah.
Well, record it and then hear it.
Yeah, and then you'll hear it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But it's always in iTunes, so you can always find it there.
I know.
So I'll share some of these tips then. I'll do, of course, in the show notes on the blog.
Oh, great.
I'll share some of the tips so it's there and easy for people to find. And how can we find you, Barb?
You can find us at www.godfreysdogdom.com.
Okay.
And we're out there with our website. We have a Facebook page, Godfrey's Dogdom, and we have a training page as well, diffcaninetraining.com.
Very cool.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. I love to talk dog.
This was
fun. You do it well.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So thanks for tuning in, guys. And be sure to leave us a review. Let us know what you like, what you'd like to hear more of. And be sure to subscribe because we have some really great content, I think, on our program.
I think so, too. Program.
Yes. And you can find us at phoebespurefood.com. Of course, the show notes will be there. You can subscribe in iTunes, and there are several other platforms as well. So thanks for tuning in. Bye, guys.
Bye.